Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Mimi Majandy. She is from Super Yacht Recruiter. How are you?
Yep, very well. Thank you, Rhea. How are you?
Good. Well, you know what? The reason I have you on board today is because we have an exciting announcement. You have been doing something across social media that came to my attention and I thought was really pretty cool, because in this past year, we have seen yacht sales, boat sales just go through the roof. And you started putting something together on LinkedIn. Can you tell us what that was?
Yeah, so when I started off at SYR, I thought, what's something that's kind of interesting that relates to what I'm doing a lot of in the recruitment side? And obviously, as you said, sales has been crazy this year. And so I started putting together a sort of weekly roundup of all the yacht sales from each week. And it's sort of a bit of celebration for the brokers. It's nice for the industry to see what's going on all in one place. So yeah, it's just been a bit of fun, really, putting pictures out there, a bit of information. It's, yeah, it's just meant to kind of be informative and a bit of fun content, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really quite fascinating because, you know, some of the prices that you have, I mean, you know, we're talking from $1 million yachts all the way up to multi-million dollar yachts. And every week, I mean, it's not just one or two. Every week, there is at least 10 that have been sold.
Yeah. Yeah. I think last week was quite an impressive week for the brokerage side. 18 yachts, which is kind of the average, anything from sort of 15 to 20 at the moment a week. And it was Lady Mora, which is quite a well-known boat in the industry. And she went for $125 million. So yeah, it's quite cool to see these numbers and these things going on.
Yeah, well, and what is sort of the average size that you're seeing being sold at the moment?
There's a lot between the sizes of sort of 25 to 35, 40. That's the most sort of regular, because they are sort of slightly smaller, slightly lower in price. But I've been quite surprised at the number of larger vessels we've had. Motor Solo, that's a 72 meter. We've had Quinta Essentia, which is, Quinta Quite Essential now, it changed its name. It's like a 50 odd meter, some 47 meters kind of floating about. So yeah, it's been sort of all over, but yeah, mostly the sort of 25 to 35, 40.
So more suited towards families and larger groups.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, most of the boats sleep sort of 8 guests or more. So yeah, very comfortable for a family or having some friends on or whatever.
And that suits right into the sort of general idea we're seeing straight across the board around the world in the past year and a half, 2 years, that people are looking to go to the seas and spend longer times on board, which means they take their families and they need the space in order to live, really.
Yeah. And I think the outside space as well is just as important when you're buying boats. You know, most of these boats have 2 or 3 different areas on the deck for dining and hanging out, because ultimately, if you're on a boat on the sea, you want to be outside. So, you know, you want to have that space to enjoy it as much outside as in. But they're a great option for anyone who wants to travel and has the money and doesn't want to risk the, you know, the same with COVID especially. I think that's why it's boomed. Even though it's been a pandemic, it's actually a perfect place for people to go on holiday. So it works out well.
Well, so how are we going to change this show? Because actually what we're doing here today is announcing that you are going to be doing a show on Yachting International Radio. It is going to be airing every Monday at 1800 CET. But what format is this show going to take now? Because in the past it was just pictures, but now we're going to be doing video as well.
Yes. So instead of having my sort of classic little sort of picture of each boat and it's only kind of a 7-second slide, I'll be incorporating some videos of either the vessel itself or very similar models from the same brands and shipbuilders, so that people can get a better idea of what it looks like in, you know, in motion. And it's just a bit more interesting. And I'll be including a voiceover with some information, a few interesting facts about the yachts, if there are any. And there'll also be still the information about the size and the make and all that kind of thing as well.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it because I think, I think it's one of those things that it's just kind of a pat on the back for the industry, that everyone is doing their job and everyone's working hard. And despite this past couple of years of well, no boat shows and things like that, we are still pushing ahead. And there's great. I mean, the industry itself is saying that 2021 is going to be a stellar year, and they don't see it ending.
No, there's no sign of it slowing down at the moment. To the point where I'm so busy with it, this roundup each week, that it's mad. I mean, it will quieten down. But it's not looking like it for at least the next sort of quarter or two.
Well, we're going to make sure to include all the details of the show and when it's going to be airing. But before I let you go, Mimi, tell me a little bit about SYR, because you guys just burst onto the scene at the beginning of this year. And when it comes to LinkedIn, I tell you, every single time I sign in, you're hiring, it's expanding, it's getting bigger and bigger. Tell me a little bit more about the company for those that haven't heard of it yet, which I'm pretty sure nobody hasn't, but tell us a little bit more about the company.
It was started by our managing director, Ed, and he'd been working within the recruitment side of the sort of yachting industry, more so in the UK than anywhere, and started up the company in February. And since then, it's gone mad. He was on his own for about 2 or 3 months before myself and the other recruitment consultant, Lewis, came on. And now we are also looking to expand, hiring another senior recruitment consultant and a marketing executive as well. So the company itself is growing. We, work in every area of the shoreside industry, helping companies to recruit for, their departments. So there's kind of nothing we don't do except for crew. So whether it's, technical, brokerage and sales, which is one of the areas I specialize in, project managers, pretty much anything that's yacht related on the shoreside, we can do. We have clients in the UK, in Europe, in the US. Them are kind of our main parts at the moment. But with expansion of our team, no doubt we'll kind of expand more globally. And it's kind of just the jobs are just flying in. People need support. People are growing. The companies with the success in yachting at the moment, companies are growing and they need help finding people. But it's always a tricky one. I talk to a lot of candidates who aren't in yachting or are trying to make, move from the sort of sea to the shoreside. And it isn't always the easiest to get into. So we also want to try and support some cross industry sort of transitions and things like that if we can.
See, and what I really find interesting about your company is the fact that there are crew agencies everywhere. And it seems to be, one of the biggest when you're talking media, when you're talking social media advertising, what you see most of is crew agencies. So do you think that perhaps not only with yachting taking off, but as well the fact that you have such a niche marketplace is why you guys are, because I've never heard of another company that is solely based for onshore support to yachting.
I think that's why. And I mean, for my sort of area especially, there's not many other people doing that. So, we're kind of really putting our foot forward there with breaking into this area that no one else has really thought about. And, it's recruitment has happened before we were there for sure, but I think it's with being such a small industry and everyone knowing each other, the benefit that we bring is that we can talk to clients and candidates confidentially, and their name doesn't have to get out there. If someone wants to go for a job, they have to put their name forward without knowing too much about it, or the company looking for someone has to put an advert out there. And they might not want to do that and have that job advertised with their name on it. So we can do a lot of things confidentially and discreetly for both candidates and clients that kind of helps it stay, as it needs to for a lot of the roles.
Well, and to be honest, I mean, a lot of these roles are with big companies. There's a lot of privacy, and it's important. I mean, we see with social media right now, when people hire, especially on the crew side of things, The amount of jobs that are out there that aren't actually jobs, they're more scams or you know, people looking to take advantage of others. And when you're talking yachting, you know, you're talking ultra high net worth individuals, you're talking about people that are making a lot more money. So the possibility of being targeted when you're looking for work in this industry is probably a lot larger than if you were looking to, for example, you know, apply at your local grocery store, just to be simple, you know. So it's great. It's great that you guys are offering this service because, you know, I've known people that come off yachts, you know, a captain or, you know, a chef or a woman. A friend of mine came off yachts because she wanted to have a family, but she wanted to work. You know, we still work. Working women, we can raise children, but how do you find work on shore that fits with your, you know, your resume, as it were, in yachting? To go to a company such as yours, I mean, it's ideal.
No, absolutely. And we offer advice, you know, even if we don't have a job in right now that is suitable, we're always there to offer advice or, you know, hear what your kind of thoughts are. And then as jobs come in, we can get in touch with you. So it's quite a, you know, it sort of works both ways. And yeah, I mean, we want to encourage, you know, especially being the a female recruiter in the industry, which is a very, very male dominated industry, as we all know. It would be nice to try and encourage that and push that, but you know, it's not easy. And so yeah, I think it's making changes, and there's definitely differences being seen throughout, but it's yeah, whatever I can do really.
Well, personally, I'd like to see more female brokers out there because we're seeing a major shift in the industry with female buyers quickly rising up the ranks. Excuse me, millennials as well are quickly rising up the ranks. Females are a large percentage of those millennials.
For sure.
So when we're talking about that, females tend to relate better to females. So you know, it's good to see that you're in a position that you were able to help women get into those traditional male roles.
Yeah, as much as I can, I will push that. So it's yeah, but it's also it starts from the bottom, you know. It's feeling the sort of the funnel, as it were, and just trying to get more women to kind of, you know, reach out and take a risk and a chance as well. It's a tough industry, sales and brokerage especially. You know, it's a lot of money, and it can be quite daunting. You know, I don't know if I could do it myself either. So, you know, it is a big risk, and you need to kind of, you know, have some clients and people that you know and feel comfortable to kind of put forward. But it's just kind of giving it a shot, and most of the time it works out, I think.
Well, you know what? I'm really excited not only about what you're doing, but also about the show that's going to be coming up. Mimi, I want to say thank you very much for your time. It's really appreciated. It's great to get to know you a little bit better.
Same to you, Ree. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, we're going to have you back.
Yeah,
You don't get away that
definitely. No, no, it's
Once
been great.
again, sorry.
I said it's been great.
Always. Once again, you are going to be seeing her new show that is going to be airing every single Monday right here on YR at 1800 CET weekly. And of course, go check her out, Super Yacht Recruiter. We will provide her LinkedIn information and as well Super Yacht Recruiter website underneath. And the show is brought to you by Super Yacht Recruiter too. So yeah. Get in touch if you're looking to get work shoreside or if you're looking to make that transition shoreside from crew. These are the people to speak to. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.